This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views Report for the week of March 17th. March 18th is National Ag Day, celebrating farm families and the contribution farming makes to the United States and to the world. This year's theme is Agriculture, Together We Grow. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about the downsides of vaccinating poultry against avian influenza. And last week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced that HAPI vaccines are now off the table in the fight against high-path avian flu. She stated the USDA will focus on repopulation of flocks while prioritizing the biosecurity portion of her five-point strategy. Since industry leaders convinced her that vaccines are ineffective and have not worked well in places like Mexico. Senator Mitch McConnell has introduced the Protecting Farmers Farmland Act legislation in the Senate to address the decline in available farmland. It aims to address the problem of retaining farmland for agriculture use by ensuring that retiring farmers can transition their operation to the next generation while also preserving farmland for agricultural use. Last week, after U.S. imposition of a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports, the European Union announced retaliatory tariffs on $28 billion worth of U.S. agricultural products. The tariffs will target U.S. almonds, pork, dairy, and soybeans, the largest agricultural export to Europe. EU President Roberta Metsola expressed regret over the tariffs because they disrupt supply chains, raise uncertainty for economies and jobs in both the U.S. and Europe. If all the tariffs Donald Trump has proposed are put in place, American farmers will face a global market that features U.S. tariffs on four of their top five agricultural customers. In 2023, trade included China at $33.7 billion, Mexico $28.2 billion, Canada $27.9 billion, and the European Union $12.3 billion, for a total of over $102 billion. Roughly one in seven federal office leases terminated by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency belong to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. According to a DTN review of canceled leases, DOGE has forced at least 793 federal offices around the country to look for new leases or shut down altogether, claiming this action will result in roughly $500 million in savings from the terminated leases. The Farm Service Agency office in Monticello, Utah, was the target of one of these terminations. The Trump administration claims to be committed to make America healthy again, but a report points out that the USDA's decision to eliminate funding that helps support healthy local food options may work against that commitment. Cancellation of a $1 billion local food purchase assistance program and local foods for schools program will likely leave food banks and schools with less access to local foods. At the same time, more than 10,000 farmers could see their 2025 selling options suddenly dry up. Vice President of the Iowa Farmers Union points out that apple producers with supplies they expect to sell and livestock producers that had locked in orders of poultry or dates to deliver the products of meat lockers are now looking for new markets. Iowa Farmers Union is leading a call to action to press USDA to reinstate these programs, and the National Farm to School Network has also called USDA's decision disastrous for farmers and child nutrition programs. Winston Churchill wrote, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those other forms that have been tried from time to time." Additional information for this report is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksad.org. Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.